Hi everyone, welcome to Betch Slapped. I'm Aileen.
I'm Sammy.
And we have a lot to discuss. Things started happening again.
Right.
Now that it's December.
Happy December.
Happy December to you as well.
True old followers will recognize the term.
December. It's just December. You all know what that means. Like, it's the time of December.
Yes, right? Exactly. All right, so to kick off December, we obviously should talk about our favorite show, which is back, Vanderpump Rules.
It came back.
It's back.
And you know what I noticed when I was like looking through last season, and that the last episode of last season ended like in April or May. Mm-hmm. And I was like, but it started in December, so it's on for that long.
Which is amazing because it's the best show.
No, but it's crazy because it's like that amount of your year is taken up by watching.
I mean, more of our year is taken up by The Bachelor, and I don't even like The Bachelor.
I know, and it's crazy because I feel like this hiatus of Bachelor that happens every year feels like such like a detox.
Yeah, it's
and then
so
it comes
good.
Back and you're just like, Bachelor.
I just want to like call out that Aileen is stacking pretzels right now while we record this.
I am stacking pretzels because I can't eat them right now as we record. And it's like I'm teasing myself.
That's why I have to finish them before we record.
Okay, wait. So let's talk about the episode.
Okay. So they're doing this whole thing that like their promo for this season is that they're like adulting, and while that's lovely for them as human beings,
not good for the
show. It's not great. I mean, I loved last night. I'm not saying I didn't like the episode, but now it feels like they have to script it because I feel like they've reached this level of fame and success where they're not like as raw and
not nuts.
Catty and crazy. And now they're all like a little bit more stable, like Stassi as a boyfriend, Kristen as a boyfriend. They're all coupled except for Sheena is coupled now,
but that's a fake relationship for sure.
Right, but they're all coupled, and the whole source of their drama used to be that they would hook up with each
and
other,
cheat on each other.
Right,
and I think they might be over it, but
right, like okay, I can't see them cheating on each other with each other now.
So the main thing that I noticed in this episode was I didn't think that their like proposal was necessarily scripted. Like I don't think that he proposed. He and Brittany were in on it, but I do think she knew.
Yes, I agree. I think she knew. Okay, when I say scripted, I don't mean that it's literally like they read this line and then they like memorize the line. It's more like it felt storyboarded because everything sort of like came together in a very clear way. Like the way the scenes were laid out, it's like, uh-huh. Okay, now you're going to talk about this. Now you're going to talk about this.
Yeah, but that's normal.
No, but I don't think it was like that in the past.
Episodes are like that.
Maybe I don't know, everything just came together so well and they were so witty and funny, like in a very
I think first episodes are always like that.
Are they?
And then like the drama comes out and like people get nuts, they start drinking. Like no one was drunk this episode, like nothing, you know what I mean? That's usually right. When they're at their best, when they're wasted and saying crazy shit and not scripted.
They just felt so unified, which I liked, but like not for a whole season.
Right, the fact that Jax told Stassi of all people that he was proposing.
Yeah, she also was like very obvious, I felt, about like not being
able
to. That
was so funny how she was smiling in the park.
Oh my, yeah. I was like, you are really not playing this well at all.
No.
Aileen, I knew you were going to get engaged for a while and like, I don't feel like I was obvious.
No one knew. I didn't think any of you guys knew.
No, I knew and I almost asked you about it. Like, so you're going to get... So what are you gonna wear to get engaged? Yeah, I literally wanted to ask you that 1,000 times, but like I was not like, oh, I can't hold this
in. Can you imagine if you did do that though?
Well, I had to stop myself a few times, but it wasn't like, oh, I really can't hold this in. Like I couldn't make the normal faces at you. I could look at you.
Yeah,
you know?
That's true. It was just I think the whole thing about them saying that Jax has just completely changed, and like Jax,
I think he's probably changed in the short term.
Yeah,
but here's the thing. Something that bothered me, and I guess that this was just for drama, is that like, yeah, James like made that obnoxious like rap or whatever, but like Jax, like you've done so many fucked up things, like just relax,
right?
Like, you know what I mean?
You
like
did
he apologized. Right, he also like but apologized, like James was being very apologetic and like very much like
but
culpable.
3 seconds ago he wasn't apologizing. He's like, yeah, haha, I was amazing.
Well, he's a dick, but he's like a younger version of Jax, so it's like, just
oh my
come
God.
On.
That was so funny. Just the whole like him. I don't even know. He's so ridiculous, James.
I know.
And the funny thing is like now all the whole season is going to be about how James is a fuck up.
Yes.
And like young Jax.
Young Jax.
Yeah. Like and how he was like No, he's white Kanye.
Right. Right. That was really funny when Stassi's making fun with him. Like, I'm the white Kanye.
Yeah, yeah. Wait, the funniest was when they went to see Kyle Chan, the jewelry designer.
Yes.
And
I'm so happy I got to find out how much it was.
Sandoval. Like, did you notice how Sandoval's, like, eyes are just, like, stuck? He was stuck in a stare.
I think that Sandoval was probably, like, a little bit like, oh, do I have to do this now?
No, I think Sandoval wants to get married. Ariana doesn't.
Right, I know.
And it's sad.
Oh, right. You're saying like he
was just like sad. Like he's like, fuck, like I can't.
Like Ariana doesn't. Like, it's really funny. But I feel like in the relationship,
like Sandoval's going to be the bride. Like she's right. Going to wear a black dress and he's going to wear like a white suit.
Yeah, I see that. Okay, what else happened?
Sheena, the way that she talked about Rob's breaking up with her was kind of funny. Nobody's and real.
Nobody's counting.
Yeah, nobody is counting. But like, wait, I was confused with the timeline of my life in this. Didn't she come and record an episode of Bachelor once and told us that she and Rob are broken up and she went to her Vegas show?
Bet slapped.
No, she was on the Bachelor.
Was she?
Yeah, and so we interviewed her. Yeah, it was last year or this year. Oh, my God. What is this year? I have no idea what year it is. Yeah. It was this year. And she was like, yeah. And she was like, yeah, Rob and I were just thinking like our careers are going in separate directions. So we broke up. But like the season was still airing.
Well, they filmed in the summer.
Right.
So I don't know. I don't know.
So
understand.
I'm confused. But on the show, she's like, so Rob broke up with me and, you know, like. But he still had to finish his fantasy draft.
I don't know. I don't really understand that relationship at all.
I mean, yeah, it's over.
Rob Valletta.
Every time they show
Mrs.
flashbacks.
Mrs. Rob Valletta.
Every time
Mrs.
They show,
Madison Valletta.
Every time they show flashbacks of Stassi's ex-boyfriend, though, I want to punch him in his fucking face.
Yeah, he's like a little bit on the abusive controlling spectrum.
He seemed like a but sociopath.
Bo, so funny. I would actually rewound when he made that joke about like, he's like, every damn day is a journey.
Yeah.
I was actually like, you're so
he's
funny.
Cute. They seem good for each other for now.
Yeah.
Right.
Right. That's what I'm saying. They're all adults
and
they're all
happy.
He likes
her for who she is.
Do you think they're going to get engaged at the end of the season? No, because we would know that they were engaged.
No,
they already filmed.
Yeah, no.
Next season.
Know. Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Interesting. No, the whole thing is funny. Wait,
next
I must talk about the fact that Lala looks so. I was staring at her. She said, like, she talked about it. She gained some weight. That was the first line of
I'm the best between 120 and 123. I was like, are you referring to pounds?
Yeah, it's her pounds.
But I was like,
she
walking
looks like
around
she gained like 5 pounds. Her hair is like natural, like, looks like it's a natural color, like a brown. She's not wearing, I mean, she did contour her nose a little bit too strong, but she like just looks like a normal girl, like, not like super, super. Done as she used to do, and I like think it really looks good on her. Like, she just looks healthy and not like.
And now
know,
we don't have to call him my man anymore. He can
his name is Randall, everyone.
Yeah, I felt like that was like the most climactic yet anticlimactic reveal ever.
But because he was revealed on Insta for so long.
Right, right.
But it was so funny because like his name is Randall, like not like
right.
His name is Thomas the Tank Engine.
That's so funny.
Like it's like a baby named Bob or something. Yeah. It's like so
Robert.
Weird. Yeah.
Wait, can we talk about let's talk about the engagement itself.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh my God.
Okay. First of all, I feel like I agree. She knew it was happening. She was wearing white. Her hair was like in these little braids. That like you
and
know it was a
Jax
lot.
Was so obvious about it.
Yeah. Also, like, how couldn't you have put the ring in the box and like separate thing like for a few
could
minutes?
You not have put the ring on a fucking
in
cafeteria tray to present it to hey Brittany, will you marry me? And she's like, although her
she's
reaction
like, oh,
I cried,
you want me to be your wife?
I cried during her when she was hysterically crying and saying yes.
Yeah.
I did cry.
I could tell she really felt it because even when he said it, I felt it.
Yeah,
I
felt it when
it.
she said yes. It like felt that
she's
felt
like I knew he was
going
to take a wife one day.
yeah
and it's me.
I love how they like are fancy in Malibu and like they go to this fish shack.
The people in the background
are literally Harley Davidson, like Hell's Angels, whatever.
Yeah,
like figuring out how to use an iPhone, like taking pictures of it, like this guy in like a Harley vest.
But what was okay, here's what I'm wondering, like,
bald.
What did Neptunes provide other than a filming location, like that they got like this is they got their name out there.
I don't know. It was so funny. Like, give me a tray. Give me a tray.
I need a tray.
I need a tray.
And yeah. they're like, and Brittany's like, the crawfish is over there.
Yeah. Let me just go get some tartar sauce. She was so cute.
Wait, are we going to celebrate like Britney's bachelorette this season? Like, what's yeah. going to happen? Are they going to get married at the end of the season? No, because they're not married.
They're not married yet.
Oh, right. It's like a year.
So they're going to get married next.
I bet you the premiere is like them getting married and then the finale is Stassi getting engaged.
Oh, maybe. Yeah. Because
they have to. They're now adults. They need like, to bring in some new
Britney's
scandals.
Gonna get pregnant and it's, you know.
Oh my God, I bet you Britney gets pregnant like when Stassi gets engaged.
Yeah, like things are gonna move fast for those two.
I feel like we're watching the Kardashians.
Just like on a different level.
Right, but they
more
yeah,
pink.
More pink.
More pink and purple.
Well, I hope that they like, I don't know, don't mature. Like when are they gonna fight? Like right. when is that I, well, gonna happen?
The show will end.
Right.
The show will have to end.
No, it can't.
I know.
Don't talk about that.
Or they're going to bring in new crazy people.
Right. They like there needs to be a girl who is cheating with James and then that becomes his girlfriend. And then maybe Jax cheats on Britney.
No. We don't wish that for Britney.
No, I don't wish it, but I do think that he will.
You do?
Eventually. Maybe not in like
he needs to forget. Soon. Yeah. Like the thing about.
I do really believe that he changed. I do believe like the death of a parent can really make you change.
Yeah.
But I don't know how long lasting the change
right,
is.
Right, because it's not like he's that introspective.
But I do think Jax is a nice guy. He's just like,
yeah.
He's just like has trouble with monogamy.
And
anger sometimes.
I wonder what happened to the Reiki lady.
Oh, I bet you Brittany was like, now that we're engaged, you can't go see him anymore.
Go fuck herself. She yeah. can suck it.
Brittany's so cute.
She's really funny.
They really are cute. I do like Jax.
Yeah.
It's just like, okay, there's a difference between the way I feel about them as people and the way I feel about them as characters. As
yeah.
characters, I'm like, please be a huge fucking mess and an asshole to yeah. each other. And as people, I'm like, oh,
they're so
I
nice
like you guys.
Person.
Like,
and
yeah.
Jax is like really like just.
Right. I wish the best for them as people and I wish the worst for them as characters.
Wait, so what? Wait, what other things happened? Oh, Tom is like happening.
Oh, the cocktailist
combo. The cocktailist combo was so funny. And just also just.
He's like, we're going to have
can
like.
Can someone answer me? What does Tom Schwartz do? Like,
he sits
he's
there.
Not a bartender.
No, he just sits there.
He was just shaking up a drink and like forever, like didn't actually pour it.
He's like a little.
What
like
is
cute little
job? Like, what did he do before? He wasn't even working at Sir.
He's just like what Katie was, and he was dating Katie. He's just like cute and likable, and therefore that is his role.
But what? No. Not what is his role in the show, but what does he do?
Nothing.
He
he's
doesn't
an influencer
do
any,
he's
now.
He's a stay-at-home slipper model.
Yeah, he's a stay-at-home influencer now. Because he doesn't like really do his own thing.
Well, he gets paid to be on the show. He's a reality star.
Right. He has enough money. He's fine.
No, but what are they even
That's
trying
he does
to
the
make
show.
Him
They're
do?
Trying to pretend that he and Tom are like, well, one of them's really a bartender and
yeah.
takes it seriously. Wait, the best was in there like Pandora's a mixologist now.
Yeah, that was really funny.
But it's like you are like promising like flaming hot ice cubes as like your drinks. At least it's like it's too late for that
too
now.
Too late for that. Tom.
Yeah, where is the cocktail list? We need a detailed
Why
cocktail
Why did you even
list.
Want to call it Tom and Tom?
Because they wanted to call it Tom Tom because she wanted to have like a flagship for the store that for the show that was not Sir.
Yeah.
It's basically she wanted to create a new revenue stream for herself.
A new revenue stream.
From a business standpoint.
A new plot line.
Yes.
A new
place to like
to
actually
film,
get people to go.
New cast characters.
Right. Maybe Tom Tom will be the
new
Sir. Maybe Tom and Tom will become the Lisa Vanderpump of the eventual Tom Tom show. Maybe
yeah.
that's what's in her head.
Yeah.
Because now she's off Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
I don't think she is.
Yes, she is. She's going to quit. She's going to stop filming with people halfway through the season.
Oh, I don't know. I heard that wasn't true.
Where did you hear it wasn't true?
I forgot.
I heard it is true. I heard that it is true.
But anyway,
I'm
excited.
What happens is she's on the whole season, but halfway through she's like, I don't want to film with them anymore. And then she leaves.
Right.
After
they need
that.
New crazy kids to be on the show. And so they'll be also Tom Tom looks beautiful.
I know.
Doesn't
industrial chic.
Gorge?
I know.
I do like industrial chic.
I do too. Want to go there?
Yes.
Yeah.
So I feel like I'm excited to see this season, to see
Same.
How it unfolds. I'm really excited to see like Raquel, James, Drums, and just everything.
Yeah.
I'm excited to see more of Lala looking like
good,
like relatable. And
I really like Lala. She's also been here. She was on the Betches Up podcast. We were talking about like
she's
feminism.
Exactly the same. I like she her is when she was literally
she came was very nice
and she came and she's talking about her man, like literally me, my man. Yeah. We gave her like the apron. She's like, I'm gonna wear this but wear nothing under it for my man. I'm like, you're so funny.
Yeah, she's I really like her.
Okay, so let's move on.
Yes, let's talk about the Victoria's Secret fashion show.
Okay, so what did you think?
It was boring.
Oh my God, it was so boring. Like no one, nothing. I'm bored of looking at these hot bodies.
I mean, look, they looked like they were having a good time, but I think it was lacking for a few reasons. One, there was no performer that was like, oh my God, like that performer. Like, there was no Taylor Swift, no Selena. They just kind of like, whatever. You had like fine performers. They were good, but they weren't amazing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Although the This Is Me performance really got me.
Yeah.
That song always. Yeah, it always makes me cry a little bit when I hear it.
But wait, but the thing that annoyed me was that like, okay, they perform, like Halsey performed, but then afterwards she's like, I don't support this.
Did she?
She's
where?
Like the only like fashion runway I want to be seeing is like one that accepts all inclusive bodies. I'm like, what?
Except for when they're writing you a check.
Exactly.
I mean, okay, another thing that I thought was lacking was that there was no like big model deal. Like, do you remember like a few years ago it was Kendall and Gigi that were kind of the main attraction?
Yeah.
And then it was Bella and Gigi who were the main attraction, and now it's sort of like they're all the same.
It's, well, it was Adriana Lima's show, last show. I think that's why they didn't want to like steal her thunder, as Monica might say,
or they didn't have anyone to steal it,
or that, or just like I feel like it's so kind of, it just,
it's
so
outdated. Outdated. It's a relic because it.
They're not innovating anything. They're not changing anything about it that makes it like it's an hour of just like
hot people
advertising and like of the same exact thing over and over. Nobody's looking at like the fashion of the bras anymore or the outfits. It's really you're looking at the girls' bodies, which is fine.
And it's also like even made less relevant by the fact that there's Instagram. So you can just look at pictures of this.
And you saw it already. Like you saw it when it happened. Like they need to make it like in real time, because right. Then at least people will tune in. Otherwise it's like I watched this on Instagram already. What do I give a fuck about it?
Or they need to let it make it less outdated, like reflect the time that we're actually in. There are so many reasons why the show is so outdated. And I mean, starting with the fact that they're not inclusive of any bodies. They're not inclusive of trans people, which is they're getting fire for. I understand from the brand standpoint why Victoria's Secret would just kind of stand by their exclusivity. Yeah. But at the same time,
their company's
like,
not doing well. Right. I walked into a Victoria's Secret and it was completely like not empty of people, but of things. Like I was just looking at, they didn't have anything in there.
Well, I read
the like desert.
I read the interview with Ed Razek, who's the executive producer and
of the show
with Vogue, the one where he said those things about how like trans people are not part of the fantasy or whatever. And he makes a lot of points like, yeah, we're still number one. We still have like almost a third of the market share in like female lingerie. But like at the same time, that's right now. Those are the numbers that you're getting now. But sentiment, like I can tell by my own sentiment, that of people around me, us, like it's that it's clear that it's not going to last that long.
Yeah, it's very like 5 years ago.
Right. Exactly.
Plus like 10. Right. But like I only wear like hanky panky underwear.
Yeah, I don't wear I mean, I'll go into a Victoria's Secret occasionally, but I not the same way I used to where it's no. Like, okay, this is where I'm going to go to get bras.
Right. I need to go to Victoria's Secret to get underwear. Like, I don't do that at all anymore.
I mean, it still is the first and foremost because it's hard. It takes a really long time to take down a giant brand like that.
Well, I would like to say that we made some shirts back in last year or 2 years ago, and they completely just still ripped off our phrases.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, or like there's no way you woke up like that shirt that was like did so well. They like made a pajama set with it.
Well, they're behind because they're huge, so they can't really get, you know, with the times as quickly as a smaller company like us or like a Third Love can.
They got what's taking our shirt.
But it's
quickly.
I mean, it's just sort of whatever. I just think it's like kind of outdated. We're in a different time now, and the fact that these people who are running these companies are not making any sort of like changes to reflect that,
yeah,
and are just putting on the same show that they've always put on is, I don't know how long that success will last.
I don't know. Like, yeah, it's great. They're like all so, so skinny, but like I watch it and I'm just like I can see through your body. Like, you know what I mean? Like I can see your organs.
Right. Yeah.
Like you're that And that there's nothing wrong with that, obviously. But the fact that like they didn't, there was no one who didn't look like that.
No, like, they all look exactly the same.
They're like all like negative body fat.
What about the scene where they show them like competing to hit their like fitness goals? It's like, okay, let's not pretend that you care about these fitness goals for any other reason.
Yeah.
Other than that you're going to be naked in a fashion show.
Like the fact that Kendall Jenner, like after the show, was like, oh, I can finally eat a salad, like a burger or whatever. I mean,
honestly, I would be more intrigued if they showed someone slightly larger. Like the fact that they don't even have someone that we're all pretending is fat, like an Ashley Graham, like you won't even like make that allowance.
No, but I don't even mean there's a lot of different people between Ashley Graham and Kendall Jenner. You know what I mean? Like
no,
they're
they're
not even putting like someone where I can't see your fucking intestine,
like
through your stomach.
Like who's an example of someone like medium? Medium skinny. Who's but also still skinny. Really skinny.
It's really skinny. I can't think of anyone right now off the top of my head because I just think of them as normal.
Also, like the fact that it's in like the 10 p.m. slot, which was like the 90s code for like, oh, this is risque. A slightly scandalous show. It's like, get over
and
it.
And instead for us, it's like, if it's too late, I want to go to bed.
Yes, that's exactly what I was thinking. I'm like, seriously, they're sticking with this 10 p.m. bullshit because there's like a belly button on this.
It needs to be on 8 p.m.
Right.
Live.
Right. It's a relic.
With
that's
like,
what I mean.
With like more... Not fake interviews, not like these dumb, like it's like it's fake aspirational. It's like early 2000s aspirational.
Yes, exactly. And it's like, I think we're kind of getting past the point where we all decided that we need to look like that. And then that's the ultimate goal.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's me personally, but
no, I think that I'm all decided that it's slightly okay to not, again, where I can see your jejunum, part of your small intestine.
Whoa.
Science major. But we talk a lot about this on our other podcast, I Star Smart, if anybody wants to hear that. But anyway, let's talk about a bit more exciting thing was, I think the day before or 2 days before Thank You Next came on the video.
Yes.
Ariana's video, Thank You Next.
That was Friday.
Yeah, that was Friday. What were your thoughts on it? I know them.
I enjoy, right, because I told you them. Yeah. I liked it, but I just, okay. I get like the message that she was trying to like get through, but I feel like the point was chasing the fact that she wanted to do this video
where she's Regina George. Yeah.
Right. Like I think she had the idea for the video and then was like, okay, how can I like make this fit into some sort of like cohesive message about what the song is saying?
Right.
But I think, I mean, look, it was like catnip for us. Like
true catnip.
Right. It also felt like it was a little bit CGI.
There was
something about the way it was filmed that I was like.
I feel like that they could have done something so much better in that stupid conversation she had with.
Jennifer Coolidge.
Yeah. Like it was really kind of poorly done. Like what was it? What did she say? Like, what was the conversation?
Remember. It was the whole thing was all flash and like not really much substance.
Although there are like hidden messages in there, like what she actually wrote in the burn book of like her ex-boyfriends. Like Pete Davidson was like, sorry, I dipped. Like, I'll love you anyway. And then like Sean was like, can still get it.
Oh, well, she also covered her Pete tattoo.
I saw that.
With something that has to do with Mac Miller.
Tribute.
His dog's name. Oh. I know. I think Mac Miller was her true love. And I imagine she probably regrets the fact that she like dropped him for Pete Davidson and then like.
Well, he just wouldn't get sober. Is she got sick of that is what she was saying. Like he wouldn't like get help. Right.
I'm not saying I blame her, but
no.
I'm saying she probably feels badly regardless, even though it was right of her to do.
Learning.
Like, no one has to stay with someone who's an addict.
Yeah. We all live and we learn.
Yeah.
But anyway, the video was good. I mean, obviously, the Kris Jenner part was amazing. That part was CGI.
The end. Yeah. Right.
Oh, the end was really funny. Yeah. Also, I really enjoyed watching Kim Kardashian's stories of Kris Jenner showing them the video on their phone, like on repeat. She's like, this is what she's making us do at dinner.
Well, what about how like at the Victoria's Secret fashion show, Kris Jenner was literally
doing
that.
The exact same thing to Kendall. Yeah. I feel like she was like feeding into it. She knew.
Well, I think she would have been doing that anyway.
Because
the fashion show was long before.
I love Kris Jenner.
Yeah.
I feel like she's just great.
She's definitely a little bit evil.
No.
Think about how weird it is.
I don't mean like great in like she's a good human, she's grand for like society. I mean, like, she's funny. Like, she's just kind of like an entertaining person who, like, even though she like runs the brands of all of her daughters, she's sitting there at the Victoria's Secret show like fangirling about her daughter like a mom would. Well, that's the part that's funny to me, and that's why I like her.
Yeah, but think about how funny it is that everyone in the world knows that Kris Jenner gets 10% of her daughter's deals. Yeah. Like, no one knows how much anyone else's agents get, but everyone knows that Kris Jenner.
It's a standard fee.
It's just funny that like Kris Jenner is 10%. Like, everyone knows.
I know, it's so funny. But that was real. I thought that part was funny. The 13 going on 30 turning into Legally Wasn't Blonde good. Made no sense.
I don't think she should have done 13 going on 30. I think she should have done a different movie.
Clueless. I feel like
she's
might
a little
be a
young
little,
for Clueless.
She's like 3 years younger than us, I think.
Yeah.
And she just missed Clueless.
No, she's like 5 years younger than us.
No.
How old is she?
I don't know.
I think she's like 24.
No.
Yeah.
Wait. Okay. So she's definitely too young.
She's too young for Clueless. Like, but what about Bridesmaids?
Nah, that's not her thing.
Right, it's a little too like truly
funny.
It's too
older. Yeah, it's truly funny. Bring It On. Oh my god, my favorite scene of all of the whole video was the brushing the teeth scene.
Yes,
because
agreed.
That made me like have the feels for that video, for that movie and that scene.
Right, because that was like she took something obscure from it.
Yeah. Yes. But, yeah. But that's such a good scene. Like, but I always sing the. Torrance, I hate your cheerleading squad, but I love your pom-poms. I'm gonna feed you bonbons all night. Like, that's from that.
Yeah.
You're just what I need. Yeah, that's such a good song. Anyway.
No, it was a good video. I just think that there was only like a piece of it lacking for me, which is that like the message didn't truly fit. Like, it did. I get it. Like, she made it fit. Like, you're moving on from these guys, blah, blah, blah. But it was, I think she really just wanted to make that video.
The most annoying thing about the video was that I woke up in the next morning singing Thank You Next. Like, it was my alarm clock, my internal alarm clock. Like, thank you, whatever, how it goes.
Yeah.
Anyway, can we talk about one more thing, which is something that happened this weekend?
Yes.
Was the Priyanka Jonas
wedding. Yeah.
What are your, because I have a lot of thoughts. Like, what are yours?
Okay, I don't know that many details about the wedding itself.
They didn't have that many.
Right, yet. There aren't many out. Other than the fact that, like, she made her family and friends, like, perform some sort of, like, Broadway show for them.
No, I didn't see that.
Okay, I know this because Stassi Schroeder and Katie Maloney Schwartz were tweeting about it. They were like, how...
Were they
like,
there?
No, they just know about it. Like, they just knew about it. Basically, she, like... There was, like, apparently, like, very serious performances by, like, the family and friends.
Well, they do that.
At Indian weddings.
You have to be part of a dance and you do, like, a whole thing, which is cool.
It is cool. I think it... I mean, okay, here's my thoughts. NT Lawyer says that this relationship is fake.
Yeah.
To basically get, like, a Vogue cover or something.
Yeah.
So, I mean...
And him to go on a solo career.
Right. I have a hard time taking it seriously for that reason.
I don't take it serious. Also, I think... Not that I think she's trying a little bit too hard with her like fashion choices, and not to say like, oh, you can wear whatever the fuck you want. But I think it's like going overboard to the fact that it's making me think that this isn't like, I don't see the chemistry between them whatsoever.
Neither.
Just all looks so contrived to me. Like it's very much like about her. And I liked her before this. After this wedding, like, show flash show, I really don't like there's something, I have a bad taste in my mouth for some reason, just like I don't know what it is.
I'm sort of in like the indifferent camp, you know what I mean, where I'm just like, you know what, like I don't know, I feel like I'm much more interested when a celebrity has like a purpose or like a message that they're pushing, and it seems to me
people
like
people are allowed to
just
get married though.
No, I know, I'm not saying she can't get married, I'm just saying like it's just, and knowing that it's kind of like contrived, I think it looks contrived because it is. Like,
that's what
I don't
I mean.
Think
there's no substance in like anything.
It would be one thing if she was making all these like risky fashion choices and doing all these things, and then they also seemed like this like adorable couple. But like, I don't see it. I don't know. I'm not following that closely because I don't naturally care.
It just
that
doesn't
much.
Make any sense. Like, she's having these super high fashion moments, which is fine, great for her. But like, Nick Jonas is like this teeny bopper. Like, you know what I mean?
Right.
And
well,
it's just like, it doesn't go, like, there's something so wrong about the picture. And I think she's trying to steal the thunder from like their marriage to make it about her, which is brides. I mean, Even though it is like a bride is the more important or like for photos.
Asking for a bride.
Yeah, no, you know what I mean? But it's just there's something that gives me a bad taste in my mouth. Like maybe it's like the way that she smiles like so smugly. Like there's just something that bothers me.
Yeah, I agree.
Do you see it?
I agree, except I'm not as much bothered as much as I'm just like, okay, next.
Thank you, next.
Yeah, I kind of like can pass it off because first of all, I never really cared about the Jonas Brothers that much themselves.
Yeah.
So like my interest is just not peaked at all. So like rather than being bothered, I'm just sort of like, okay, like let me move on.
There are a large group of people who love the Jonas Brothers. Yeah. And especially Nick.
Yeah. No, I know.
I love, what's her face? Sophia, Turner. Sophie Turner.
Same.
Sophie Turner.
I love her.
Obviously Sansa.
She's cool. She seems interesting to me.
She seems very interesting. I think it's the red hair.
I agree, actually. Also, no, she's beautiful. She's so beautiful. Yeah. She's like one of the people who like would be on my list of someone I would want to look like.
I love her.
Yeah.
But yeah, and I also like Kevin Jonas. He's like a nice kid. Like we've met
him. He's like a real person.
Yeah, he invests in tech. But anyway, okay, so
I like that he did something that wasn't just like, okay, how can I be famous again?
Right.
In a different context. Like maybe you're not meant to always just be like a pop star. Like not everyone's meant to be a star. You can be very famous and very successful without being like a star person,
right?
You know, there's totally. And I think that when someone's trying to force themselves to be that, it comes off as unappealing.
Yeah,
like think about Jennifer Lawrence. She was like,
she hasn't been in anything these days.
I know, but I'm saying like she had her like time of being like the beloved one.
Yeah,
and now she's like not forcing it. She could kind of like maybe come back later as a different version of herself.
Because she was in Mother, and Mother sucked.
I didn't see it.
You didn't see Mother?
No, I had many opportunities to watch it on a plane and I just rejected
them all. It's not a plane movie. You need a big TV.
It's very really visual. Creepy.
Oh, it's not creepy. And bad. It was bad.
Like that's why I didn't see it.
They're like, they had all these like metaphors and like symbols of like, you know, Earth and God and
Mother Earth.
Yeah, mother like she nature. Plays the mother and the man is like an angry God. And like, I mean, I liked the end.
You're making me want to see it now.
That's what I'm saying. I'm surprised you didn't see it. Like there's a lot of...
Because I heard it wasn't good.
There were a lot of like biblical themes. However, some of them were so subtle and then some of them so fucking in your face that it was dumb.
The Darren Aronofsky.
Yeah. And she was dating him and he was like a fuck twat. Like he was so upset that he was so self-obsessed and self-absorbed. He thought he made a masterpiece and everyone didn't like it.
Oh, that's sad.
No, it's not, because he's
egotistical. Like
so ego, like he goes beyond, like he went, he tried again, another contrived thing.
Right.
But anyway, you should see it and then tell me what you think.
Okay.
I will. You need a screen though. You need it like a nice big my screen.
Home. In my home.
Because it's visual. Okay. Okay. You want to do some questions? Because that's enough.
Let's take a quick break first.
Okay. There's no substitute for luxury Italian footwear. Unparalleled quality, incredible style, shoes you just don't see every day. But to get this type of luxury, you have to pay a luxury price. It's very expensive. Well, at least you used to have to. That's why Sammy and I are dying to tell you about this new brand we found called M. Jemmy.
Did you get your shoes yet?
Yes.
How great
are they? They're literally incredible.
Which ones did you get?
I got the flats because I don't really love wearing heels, but I love the flats. They're so comfortable and I look very, very chic.
Yes.
Like, especially with our book tour coming up, like I'm very, very excited to wear them and just look like
a chic author.
A chic author, business woman, entrepreneur.
Yeah.
And in my M. Jemmy shoes.
If you had to guess what kind of shoes I got, what would you say I got?
You got the moccasins.
Are they loafers?
The loafers.
Yes.
You got the loafers. They're really, really cute. I saw them. Knows. I knew you would get them.
How did you know?
I just know.
Yeah, so I got them. They're adorable.
How comfortable are they?
I can't wait to wear them to like all our book signings because that's the kind of event where you need something flat and,
for sure.
Accessible. So M. Jemmy shoes are made in the same family-owned workshops in Italy where items from the most well-known luxury brands are made. They're handcrafted, and because M. Jemmy has such a good relationship with the workshops, we have the same quality shoes as those crazy luxury brands at a third of the price.
Go see for yourself how amazing these shoes are at mjemmy.com/betches for $50 off your first pair. That's letter mjemmy.com/betches for $50 off your first pair. mjemmy.com/betches, B-E-T-C-H-E-S, mjemmy, Italian luxury made the old way, sold the new way. And we're back. All right, so I'll read the first question, Sammy.
Dear Betches.
No, I just have a lot of feelings.
Okay.
I like in our outline, it just says thank you next.
Yes.
Hi.
It also says you spelled Y-O-U.
Oh.
Who made this?
Jordana. Okay, hi. I've low-key been waiting to have something happen to me that is worth writing in, and I think this is it. Sorry if it's too X-rated, so feel free to edit some things if needed. More of a friendship thing than a sex thing. I was talking to my friend about another podcast that is very sex focused. The topic was a specific position that I had yet to realize was controversial. 69. She said that she wasn't a fan, and I said my boyfriend is, so we do it. Wait, she said she wasn't a fan, and I said
she's talking to.
So she proceeded to screenshot my text and send it back to me with a vomit emoji. I responded a simple, I know it's a personal preference, but it's a very common thing to do, and waited for the reply. She basically said, oh my God, sorry, I was sending to my roommate because we were just talking about this last night. We're super excited for dinner tonight, winky face. Oh, did I mention we had plans in approximately 3 hours? Oh, they had plans that night.
Yeah.
I like the restaurant and haven't seen her in a while. So canceling was not the route I decided to take. I'm not friends with her roommate and think it's super, super personal thing to share about a friend. I'm going to address this tonight and can send an update. But for now, is this a potential red flag for our relationship? I would never use a vomit emoji about anything related to a friend, especially when it's something as personal as their sexual preferences. She's single and I think maybe jealous that I have a boyfriend to try new things with. She's been an otherwise pretty decent friend, but I hate the idea that she's okay sharing my personal details so freely. Let me know your thoughts. Sincerely, sexually please, socially frustrated bench. Okay, so
I would just like, maybe you can continue. I wouldn't like drop her immediately, but like maybe just don't trust her with like personal details that you wouldn't feel comfortable with other people knowing.
I think that's like a huge, I mean, I don't know how close you are. I mean,
it's, yeah, it's unclear like what level this friendship started at,
right? But like, obviously, if she's very, very okay to talk about you behind your back. Yeah. And
also, it's like 69 is not like some weird, crazy thing. And
right.
Like,
not
and
like you're talking about pegging, but like.
And like, why does she even like it's, I find it more weird that she like cares to share this.
Right.
Than like.
I think it's like not obviously a sign of like not such a good friend, especially because she just literally blatantly told you that she sent it to the wrong person.
Well, at least she was honest about that. It's better. Okay.
No.
People do that all the time. And then they like, I would rather someone be honest and be like, yeah, I was talking shit about you and own the mistake they made rather than try to play it off like something else.
She didn't even say that. She goes, yeah, she, oh my God, sorry, I was sending to my roommate because we were just talking. We're super excited for dinner tonight.
That's probably true that that's why she sent it. They probably were talking about it.
Yeah, but like, yeah.
I think she probably made a mistake. It's probably true that they were talking about it and they were probably like, ew, people who knew 69 are gross, like in their opinion. And
yeah,
I mean, at least she was honest about that part. But again, I wouldn't necessarily trust her.
So funny. She screenshotted the text and sent it back to her with a vomit emoji.
That's like the thing people do.
The meme nightmare. So funny. But yeah, that's really, really funny. I feel like I wouldn't. I mean, this girl clearly like is talking shit about you. So
yeah. But here's the thing. Everyone talks shit about each other. And let's like all be honest that like, just because now you just know, now you just saw exactly what shit she was talking.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
And you don't, it's not like she said anything. She just sent a vomit emoji, which is fine. It's not like she was just kind of, it's not her thing, obviously.
Yeah.
And whatever she is, jealous or not, it's not really your place to say, but at least you stood your ground when you said it's a personal preference. I would just like,
not necessarily trust her.
Next time. Yeah,
that's really the only thing. And like, maybe like, don't just like try to be like that much closer to her, because obviously that's you know, not yeah. someone you want to be that close to.
She's being V judgy. Yes. Okay, let's do another one.
Okay. Dear Betches, let me first say how much I love each and every podcast from Betches. You Betches sure deliver. And before I dive in, your book, When's Happy Hour, is on my Christmas list.
Yay.
This would be a good time to tell everyone to please buy our book, When's Happy
Hour. It's a great gift.
Work hard so you can... Yes, a great gift for anyone who's like going to graduate or like a younger sister or a friend who's maybe like trying to switch careers. It doesn't cost that much. And you can get it at betches.co/WHHbook.
Or anywhere books are sold, Amazon, Target.
Yes. Now I'll dive in. I just graduated from college in May and landed my first full-time job at a technology company doing sales. Now I thought sales was definitely something I'd be good at since I'm super outgoing and have no problem talking and building relationships with people. But when it comes to my new job, it's gotten to the point where I dread every day and I'm anxious about the entire scenario. And I'm only a month in. I found the job to be so hard because it's just pushy and I'm straight up just too nice and new to get it. I'm so uncomfortable going into and calling on places and feel like I'm a chicken running around without my head off. It's almost like I'm waiting for things to click, but they won't. When I tell people I sell copiers and printers, it makes me cringe saying it out loud. It's such a crowded market. I'm not passionate about it. I've realized I hate the negative reputation that comes along with sales. Is it too early to feel this strongly about my job? I'm trying to give it a chance, but I don't feel like I'm progressing at all. And I feel like I'd be so much better at a job that has more structure and is more safe, less stressful, and pushy. How long do you feel I should give this job a chance before I try and move on? I love the people I work with and love the company and office itself. Plus, I'm finally in the same city as my boyfriend, so I don't necessarily want to leave just yet. And I'm definitely not as broke as I used to be. Thanks in advance. XO. Sincerely, post-college blues betch.
I think there's a few things going on here. First is that she's thinking about like the people's external opinions of her as a salesperson, especially what she's selling. Sure, it's not your passion, but it's your first, like obviously this isn't her passion, but this is the first job out of college and like you're trying out what it's like to be a salesperson. And it's one thing to not like it. It's another thing to not like it and also be bad at it. So like if you're quickly realizing that you're not so good and there's no training that's going to help you to ever be good at this and it's not worth it because you really can't see yourself liking it, I would definitely pursue a new job. But I think before then you have to figure out what it is that you do like what your next move should be like something that you see yourself doing for a longer period of time.
I mean, okay, I think generally 1 month is too soon.
Definitely.
Like I would say as a rule, but that doesn't mean that I think this girl should keep doing this.
Yeah.
I also think there's other types of sales. Like think about the sales that are in our company.
Yeah.
You're selling like a brand, you're selling advertising for a brand for Betches. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's probably more along the lines of the kind of sale you would rather do rather than products. Products selling to like, I assume you're selling to offices.
I mean, this whole country, like the economy is run by sales.
Yeah.
So like, I mean, I don't think it's that embarrassing to say like, I sell print like for HP, whatever, you know?
Right. No, it's not, I don't think it's embarrassing of a job, but you might be. And I think that she's probably like, she probably thinks, oh, I'm super outgoing, so I'd be good at sales. But she doesn't realize that it's not just about being outgoing. But it's also about like being able to be persuasive and give people what you want and like not be afraid to kind of harass people.
Yeah, it's, you have to be really willing to put yourself out there and right. like not be afraid of like what people think, which sort of seems like the opposite of what she has. Right. So maybe like this type of sales is not your thing.
Right. You could try maybe a different type of sales, or you can maybe try something
campaign management close to
sales, like marketing.
Yeah.
Something where you know where being outgoing and friendly is a really good job, but
There's also like different ways of like you can be outgoing and friendly like internally. Like you don't have to be client facing in order for you to use your skills of being like outgoing. Like people, like a lot of people in our company are outgoing, but they're not like talking to clients every day, but they're talking in like internally with other employees, and it helps their job too.
Also, because you're so young, you could kind of explore. And if I wasn't sure what I wanted to do, I would probably look at companies I want to work at and then just work on getting that entry level job there, mm-hmm. whatever it is, as long as it like semi fits my qualifications. But like, for example, we have like a community manager, which is sort of like an executive assistant / office manager.
Yeah.
And that's like an entry level into our company. You don't have to be necessarily good at any one particular thing. You just have to be good at that job, but it will get you into working for Betches, let's say.
Yeah.
And I'm sure there are positions like that at lots of different companies. And if you you like a particular brand and you feel like this is somewhere that you want to be, that's a good way to like get into it and get the chance to start to learn about what you might be actually yeah. really good at.
Because then you get like a sort of a snapshot into what they're doing, and maybe you'll figure out what you're really good at.
Exactly. Okay, let's take another quick break and then we'll play some games.
Be right back.
If you're a listener of Betch Laugh, you've heard us talk about Framebridge. Framebridge makes it ridiculously easy and affordable to custom frame your favorite things, from art prints and posters to the photos on your phone and your Instagrams. Now with the holidays fast approaching, Framebridge is the easiest way to send truly one-of-a-kind gifts to everyone on your list. Here's how it works. You go to framebridge.com and upload your photo, or they'll send you packaging so you can safely mail in your photo yeah. if you have a physical one that you're looking to frame.
I did this for my new apartment, and like I'm trying to make a gallery wall slowly. Ooh. And it's so easy. Like literally, like I just uploaded a photo. They tell you if like this photo is, the resolution is too small for this size frame, like you need to upload something better. So it's really easy to use. Like otherwise it's such a pain, like you have no idea what you're doing.
Right.
Everything is handmade. You can personalize gifts. They start at $39. It's delivered so quickly and shipping is free. And yeah, it's just, I really love the company, especially using it for my new apartment.
Yeah. So if you're going to order a gift, and make sure to place your order by Monday, December 17th, for guaranteed delivery by December 24th. That's if you're celebrating Christmas.
Yes. So with just a few taps on your phone, Framebridge lets you create a one-of-a-kind gift that will win Christmas and make someone happy for years to come. Go to framebridge.com and use promo code BETCH to save an additional 15% off your first order, plus free delivery in time for Christmas if you order by Monday, December 17th. That's 17. So just go to framebridge.com, use promo code BETCH. That's BETCH. Framebridge.com, promo code BETCH.
And we're back with the games.
Okay. Sammy, would you rather be a Victoria's Secret model or a professional soccer player?
How is this even a question? I'd obviously rather be a Victoria's Secret model.
Would you rather be a Victoria's Secret model or what's something good?
Really glorified but smart, but hard.
Yeah.
Like a Supreme Court justice.
I was thinking that, but you're obviously going to choose that.
No, I might choose.
Okay. Or be the personal assistant to Ruth Bader Ginsburg, but you're like you're a glorified exec, like a personal assistant.
I would rather be Ruth Bader Ginsburg's personal assistant.
Personal assistant. Like you're making you're not making a great salary.
I would rather
to Meryl Streep.
Meryl.
Than a Victoria's Secret model, yes, where it's about you.
You know, I would rather like learn from the best than like be a Victoria's Secret model and then my career's over once I like eat something.
I don't know if that's true. Adriana Lima was like,
okay, maybe I'd rather be a Victoria's Secret model.
Yeah, because they have a great career.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like
they do.
Have like a legit career. Like they're supermodels with a brand, you know, behind them. Whereas.
Right. I guess I'd rather be. What if I were like Meryl Streep's apprentice? Not her assistant.
No, assistant. It's
got
to be assistant.
I'd rather be a Victoria's Secret model then.
Apprentice
I could probably
obviously
find
is different. Like, no, assistant. It's got to be like you have like sort of a lower career, but still with someone you admire.
I'd rather be Victoria's Secret model.
Okay.
Okay. BFF, party with, or shoot. Adriana Lima, Ariana Grande, and Selena Gomez.
BFF with Grande. Party with Selena Gomez because I hear she's fun, and I'm just chucking Adriana because like I don't know.
Yeah,
she's like, what are we gonna talk about?
Right, I know.
Like, what are we gonna do?
Like, not drinking any liquids. Well, like,
yeah,
no.
Like no, I mean like, I know, yeah, definitely Ariana. I would be BFF because that could be fun.
Agreed. And party with Celine's bitch.
Yeah, Celine's.
Yeah.
Even though she struggles, I hear she's really fun.
Yeah.
Okay, last one.
Would you rather have to open every package you have with your teeth or have all foods or eat all foods with chopsticks and no fork or knife?
obviously chopsticks.
Same.
I'll eat so much slower
and so much healthier, and I'm very good at chopsticks.
I love
my mom taught me chopsticks. How to use chopsticks when I was like 5.
Did you do the yes, little
we had the junior training
the training chopsticks. Anytime we would go to sushi, yes, when I was younger, I was like, can I please have the training chopsticks? Same.
And then my motor skills advanced enough that I can use them for real.
Yeah,
plus I would probably eat more healthy.
That's what I was
because
thinking.
The foods that you
would eat slower,
right? Like I couldn't eat steak. Like, you remember, can't cut it.
You remember, well, you would just hold it up and rip it apart with your teeth. I would 100% do that. Steak is so good, especially skirt, medium rare. Yeah. Do you, wait, what was I going to say? Yeah, like, do you ever see, remember in Kill Bill when she's being trained, yes, by Pai Mei? Yes. And she like, he would like.
Oh, I've seen it.
Obviously. Yes. And yeah, he would like throw the rice if she tries to eat it with her hands because she's so hungry.
Yes, the 5-point palm exploding heart technique.
Yeah, obviously, but like because her hands hurt so much after punching, yeah, that like she can't use her chopsticks, so she uses her hands, remember?
Yes.
This is like not really relevant besides, yes, the chopstick analogy.
Yeah.
But anyway, okay, so everyone, that's their episode. Email us slapped@betches.com to send us your questions that we can answer here. Don't forget to please order our book, When's Happy Hour. It's a really, really, really good holiday gift. Christmas, it's Hans right now, Hansy bitch, and
Tori Hansy bitch,
that Festival of Light,
Festival of Lit.
I hate myself. And yeah, so it's a really good gift. So please get it. And don't forget to rate, review, subscribe for this podcast and also all our other podcasts because they're really good.
As you heard from the girl who sent the letter about her sales job.
Yeah.
She loves every podcast. All right. Thank you.
Thanks.
Goodbye.
Bye.